It's 10 a.m. I'll call the meeting to order of the Board of Assessment Review for March 17, 2025. Approval of the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the board. I do have a few changes to the agenda. The removal of property assessment appeal hearing 130-6.00-527.00, Kathleen D. Donato, and property assessment appeal hearing 335-5.00-153.00, Franciscus Van Lent. We can strike those items from the agenda.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the amended agenda?
I make the motion to approve the amended agenda.
Second?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Ms. Warner and a second by Mrs. Angel on the motion to approve the agenda. We'll vote. Mrs. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Warner?
Yes.
Mrs. Angel?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
And I'm vote yes. The agenda is approved. Public comment. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Any comments must be limited to items of which the board has jurisdiction and must not address specifics of any appeal and must be limited to no more than 3 minutes. You have the...
Thank you. Yeah. I appear today as an independent voice of advocacy to ensure property owners' right to remedy and due process. On two separate occasions, I personally visited the Sussex County Assessment Department to inspect the assessments which this board is required by law to review. I was denied inspection of that public information and informed by staff the information requested was somewhere, they just don't know where. Having listened to Mr. Zook's testimony, comments from each board member, and numerous appellants appearing on your docket, I'm unable to determine that Mr. Zook has personally completed any property assessments or that any of you have actually reviewed one. I'm unable to find a single appellant who has inspected their property assessment that Mr. Zook is here to testify to. I'm addressing you today to forthwith place you on notice that your duty under Title 97004F2, if you proceed with these hearings without addressing concerns from appellants that have not inspected their assessments and therefore have been denied their right to introduce relevant evidence to this board under Delaware Title 98312B, you will be advancing Sussex County assessment policy to purposefully deny appellants their right to remedy and due process. You will invite class action litigation and will not be able to claim that failure in your duty resulted from ignorance of the law. Property tax appeals were not intended, nor should they ever be allowed to become a matter in which the public requires a law degree to navigate. That appears to be the government's agenda, and they can only do that if you assist in their efforts. You have a moral obligation to your friends, family, and neighbors to refuse to follow unconstitutional rules. And with that, I wish good luck to today's appellants, and I'll see you at your next meeting.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is the consent agenda. Mr. Keeler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have three items on the consent agenda. First item, 234-30.00-261.00, Stephen and Dawn Pasmanic Family Trust. Item number two, 334-6.00-1262.00, Eileen Spangler. And the third item, 134-7.00-262.00, Pamela and Charles Gallagher.
Thank you. Is there a motion on the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second?
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Godwin to approve the consent agenda and a second by Mrs. Angel. Now vote.
Ms. Godwin? Yes.
Ms. Warner?
Yes.
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 And I vote yes. The consent agenda is approved. Next, we have old business. On Gregory Schlim, 37326 Trent Court, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, parcel number 334-13.00-1736.00. The record on this matter is closed, and the decision was deferred until today. Is there a board member who would like to make a motion on this matter? We deferred it. Someone should make a motion. We can vote it, approve it or deny it.
I'll make the motion to either approve or deny.
You have to say which.
Which?
Yeah.
I'm going to make the motion to deny.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Ms. Wanner to deny the appeal and a second by Mrs. Angel. And we will now vote. Mrs. Godwin.
I vote yes to deny.
Ms. Wanner.
And
yes,
folks,
to deny.
Mr. Chair, just make sure that we're including reasons for that vote for approval
correct.
Or deny.
Mrs. Godwin.
Deny based on the comps provided by the appellant. We're not within the local area within the development, and those comps were available.
Yeah, I'm going to deny based on the comps provided by the appellant do not provide enough evidence to support the appeal.
Mrs. Angel.
I vote to deny based on irrelevant comps.
Mr. Davis.
I vote to deny based on insufficient evidence.
And I vote to not deny. I felt the testimony by Tyler Technology to be fair comparison to the appellant's properties. So the appeal is denied 5-0. And we move on to, we're at a time lag again. So the next item is 10:35 a.m. for appeal hearing for Paul and Susan Leone. So I guess we'll just wait.
I'll make the motion to recess for until the next case comes up.
10:35. Is there a second?
I second it.
We have a motion to recess until 10:35 by Ms. Wanner and a second by Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis, would you vote, please?
I vote to recess.
Mrs. Angel?
Yes.
Ms. Wanner?
Aye.
Mrs. Godwin?
Yes.
I vote yes. The motion passed and we are in recess until 10:35. Sorry, I didn't have my mic on.